On a twilight walk along the cliff path, she took a photo of lightning striking a hawthorn tree. It appeared on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. There was always a market for pictures of extreme weather and animals. But despite living cheaply, Julie had been unable to save enough money for a deposit on a flat. The hostel was shabby and noisy, and she had to keep her door locked because of the drug-taking and the pilfering that went on. The Red Lion was as good a pub as any in which to drown her sorrows. Nestling in the old town, it had oak-panelled walls and an open fire, and was frequented by real ale enthusiasts and tourists as well as locals. As Julie nursed her beer, she listened in to a conversation between two men at an adjacent table. They were fishermen. She recognised one as Michael Duggan. "It rose up in front of me, then dived back under, too quick for me to make out much," he was saying. "It was big, though. The head was massive, like nothing I've seen before. I asked my father about it. He said talk to one of the old-timers. According to Jimmy Laidlaw, there have been a few sightings over the years, not very far out. They keep it quiet. It's supposed to be bad luck if you see it." "You're pulling my leg," said his friend. "Believe what you like. I'm a pretty sceptical person, but I know I saw something." And the next day...